From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Supply chain issues are challenging the ag sector, and farmers and ranchers hoping for a quick solution may be out of luck. The Associated Press reports a significant backlog of ships entering U.S. waters and fewer ships making a voyage back across the ocean as a big reason U.S. exports have slowed down. Former USTR Chief Ag Negotiator Greg Dowd says the logistical problems won't be resolved soon. The EPA has denied one small refinery exemption petition that had been filed by a refiner looking to escape its renewable fuel blending obligations under the Clean Air Act, marking the first SRE denial under the Biden administration. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper says they're greatly encouraged by EPA's decision to deny the request from an oil refinery that's continually tried to dodge its legal obligations to blend low-carbon renewable fuels. EPA reports that 65 small refineries exemption petitions are still pending. Both U.S. beef and pork exports are on a record pace, according to USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports were up 20% from a year ago, posting one of the best months on record in September, with a value climbing nearly 60% above last year. Pork export volume was slightly below last September, but value still increased 8%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.